Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Denver's home for today's comedy. Comedy 103.1. It is Big Mike. Excited to get this man back in studio. He's going to be here this weekend at Comedy Works South. And he's back here in the studios. We got Dove Davidoff. What's up, man?
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me, Mike.
Welcome back to the Maha City.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
Can you still say Happy New Year?
I think you can.
Happy New Year, man.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. I don't know when the deadline is that you can't say Happy New Year.
I don't either, but I think we can say it for another couple of weeks.
Maybe
another week or two.
Maybe Valentine's Day. Yeah,
yeah.
Anytime of February, I'm going to say Happy New Year.
All right, Happy New Year.
Welcome back to the 303,
yes,
man.
Yes, sir.
How you been?
I've been good. I've been working on a TV show, playing a cop, and now I'm back out on the road developing a third hour, and so that's what I'm doing. With
you haven't been that busy.
You know, listen, you go on and off. I don't know. Sometimes a TV show isn't always that demanding.
Oh, okay.
And I wrote a book called Road Dog, so I'm out on the road talking about it, and it's a memoir, and I'm out doing dates.
When did you release Road Dog?
Came out last month.
Oh, cool. Yeah. What's that about?
It's a memoir. It's a life and reflections from the road as a stand-up comic. But it's really just about life, you know? Yeah. When somebody writes a memoir, it's a lot of its internal stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But also about life on the road, which has its entertaining aspects.
So it's been a minute since you've been here at comedy. You know, 2017, obviously, I said Happy New Year. It was a wrap, you know.
Yes.
How was 2017 for you, man?
Oh, 2017 was, up and down, like every other year. I mean, I think it was more good than bad, but certainly it had its challenges. It's up and down, you know.
Some people, it seems like they,
like life.
What they say, it's all ups, and you have to think to yourself, was it all ups?
No.
Was it all ups?
There's no such thing. There's no such thing. I mean, they're just not talking about the other parts of it.
And if it was all ups, can you even appreciate the ups? You got to have the downs to even appreciate.
Smoking crack for all of 2017. How was it all ups? There's no such thing. You know, it's just that's not how life works.
Yeah. And so now here we are in 2018. So you're here this weekend at Comedy Works South. And I mean, you actually recorded one of your albums.
An album here. Okay. Comedy Works is one of the best clubs in the country, easily. And it's both of the rooms. And so it's really well run, and the audiences are great. And so that's why I decided to do the album here as opposed to anywhere else.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, and I get that a lot from comedians that come here. They talk about how great, you know, for a comedian, when they say it's a great audience and all that, like, what is it about Denver? Like, when you see Denver coming up on your calendar.
The people are cool. It's not too tight. You know, you don't get a super politically correct vibe. It's kind of a loose operation in terms of where you can go material-wise. And also just literally the ergonomics of the room. It's a well-run room.
Nice.
And so, and you guys have a local scene, so the middle act is often the people that come on before you. They'll have some funny local guys. Sometimes you go to a place, and it's just not like that.
Yeah.
You know, you're fighting all of the elements, you know, from the sound to the manager to the dopey middle act. It's like, you know, but it comes together certain places, and this is one of them.
Doesn't help your show when you have to deal with other things that have nothing to do with your show.
It's constant. There's always some nonsense.
So we got Dove Davidoff. He's here at Comedy Works South at the Landmark. You can get your tickets at comedyworks.com while you can. He's here all weekend. So you got in yesterday. What part of the world are you living in?
I live in Brooklyn, New York.
Okay, so you had to sit through this big snowstorm?
No, sure. I was out before that.
I was
in Seattle, then L.A., now here.
Are you a snow guy?
No, I'm not a snow guy. Listen, if you go to the hills and you're going to do some skiing, snow's wonderful. But if you're in the city and it's just become slush, you don't be walking around downtown Manhattan going up and down from the subways with a lot of snow.
I've lived in Colorado my entire life.
Yeah.
So grew up here. I've lived through monster blizzards.
Yes.
Our 2003 blizzard, it was 8 feet and nobody...
Yes.
But then I'll say, I hate snow. And they're like, oh, you're not from Colorado. I am from Colorado.
Yeah.
But I don't like snow.
No,
you know, bottom line is these last several years, I mean, our snow has been very minimal. I don't know. What you want to call it, global warming?
You guys are pretty mild here. Yeah.
But we've been getting snow, maybe. But for me, I'm like, you know,
the
mountains are over there.
The mountains are over there. Let it go over there.
All the the skiers, the snowboarders, they can go on it.
And
I don't mind if it snows a little bit. But the thing is, when it snows here, because I mean, the population has gotten so big here.
Yeah.
A lot of people from California that have never seen snow.
Yeah, it's huge. Yeah.
The first time it snows, nobody knows how to drive anymore.
Yeah. Yep.
Everybody drives crazy.
Yeah, it's a bad scene out there.
And then, it's, heaven forbid, you do get a blizzard. I mean, it just crashes. And I'm like, there's nothing good about a good blizzard.
Yeah, not for the most part, no. Yeah.
And I saw a lot of the pictures and videos out of the East Coast.
Bad scene.
Whatever the crazy term, the ice cyclone or the ice bomb.
Cyclone, something like that. Yeah, bomb cyclone.
I was like, yeah, they got hit. Well, here in Colorado, where we typically have snow, it was like 65, 70 degrees.
I'm
like,
yeah, I know.
I'll take it. I'll take this weather all day.
I'll take it all day, too.
Well, we got it here this weekend here at Comedy Works South at Landmark. You know, for you, a lot of people are going to go see your show this weekend. Got a lot of people, you've been doing this for a while.
Yeah.
And for you, what is it about comedy for you that you enjoy?
Reconciling a horrendous childhood.
Good.
I got to figure it all out, man. You know, nobody gets into this business because they have a healthy psychology. I mean, you got to have something wrong with you if you're going to go into this.
Yeah.
A lot of it is just observations about the world and trying to stay sane. And that's how, that's just the language I speak. It's like anything, somebody writes a song, they write a book, they do, write material.
Was there anything like when you were growing up, was there any comedians that were kind of like,
I don't have heroes. I don't believe in heroes. I don't believe in any of that. I think there's too much of that in our culture. I think you get to, I think regardless of how good someone is at something, I don't know what the rest of their life looks like. Yeah. I mean, I have a lot of respect for certain people, but
not even so much as a hero, but just somebody you might be a fan of, like a fan
lots of people.
Comedy.
I'm a fan of friends of mine. Yeah, my buddy Dan Natum is hilarious. Writes a joke as good as anybody on the planet.
Yeah.
Chris Rock's the guys who everybody cites, Richard Pryor, mm-hmm. Woody Allen. Those guys are great.
Well, we want to thank you for always making time, stopping by the station.
Yeah. I love Denver.
And like I said, this weekend. Be happy you're not sitting under a blizzard, Colorado. Go see some good comedy this weekend. Comedy Works South. Get those tickets while you can. ComedyWorks.com. Dove David off.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you so much, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.